Tour.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And now we have the direct and really great privilege of talking to one of the great doctors in America today, David Biegas. David Agus, what a B is his middle initial, is a professor of medicine and engineering, which is unusual to have both of those, but he's at the Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California and the University of Southern California Viterbi School of Engineering. He heads USC's, University of Southern California's Norris Westside Cancer Center and the Center for Applied Molecular Medicine. He's dedicated to finding novel approaches for personalized healthcare. His first book was the number one runaway in international bestseller, The End of Illness, reflecting his perspective on what it takes to be healthy. This book is more and much shorter, but talks to us about the action steps we should take. Obviously, I'm in favor of action steps because that lets us all do things. There really are 65 action steps he gives us, as well as a list of some other things. But I'm going to ask about, and many of them are things you'll like to enjoy. So, David, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me back. I appreciate it.
Now, David, one of the things, and I should call you, if it's okay, I'll call you David, but for people who want to go to the website to find out more, www.davidagus.com. One of the things that I found interesting in the book, and I'm going to concentrate on some of those as well as some of the usual ones, was find out what exercise or activity you're bad at and focus on it. How did you happen to choose that?
Well, you know, all too often we focus on what we're good at and we ignore what we're bad at. The key is, you know, identify your weakness and get stronger. And there are two main tenets to it. One is it keeps your brain active. Doing things that are hard is a good thing in the long run. Second is that I want you to be good at all aspects. If balance is hard, you got to focus on balance, not shy away from it. If your core strength is bad, focus on that. Don't go away from it. The key really is identify your weakness to make stronger. It'll help in the long run.
So you brought out, now that isn't, and maybe it is, but I took it as in the major groups, such as core or balance, rather than, in other words, if I am lousy at playing basketball, I shouldn't focus on basketball. There's another sport I might enjoy more. And you can focus on things you enjoy, but the weakness in those activities, or did you mean actually going to the sports that I'm weak at?
Well, I think it's more of what you alluded to, although the other side is some data that's come out in the last 6 months, and really fascinating data that every year you delay retirement, you reduce the incidence of Alzheimer's by close to 3%. And so that's a very large data set looked at now for many, many years, and it's very well done. And so the argument is you got to keep your brain active. You don't use it, you lose it. So focusing on a sport that's new or a sport that's been historically hard, again, as long as it's doable, it won't harm you, and there's a possibility of you really engaging in it, is a powerful thing.
Now, another one that I found very interesting, and we're going through a list, and that was number 32. So this is really a very interesting book, well laid out, where there are two or three pages on each of these action steps to take. So I'll just, for instance, 16 is get off your butt more. You can guess what that is about. Number one is listen, look, feel, and record your body's features. We'll come back to that. And number two is measure yourself. We'll come back to that. But one of the most interesting ones for me is since I traveled today, and you must travel often as I do, is airport backscatter and x-ray scanners, avoid them. Tell us why, and do they really give enough radiation to matter? And you are a professor of engineering, too.
Yeah, so, you know, in the 1950s, we had everybody put their feet in these boxes, and it was able to see if their shoes fit by putting x-rays through our feet. What do you know is that we increased cancer of the feet when we did that. This is a newer technology of putting an energy through you called backscatter. We think it's lower energy, but we have zero ALK data. So I'm not saying it's going to cause a problem, but what I'm saying is that I'm very reticent historically to actually focus on any new technology without outcome data. And so I go and I say, listen, I want a pat-down. I get a free massage, and I walk to my gate because I won't go through those technologies without the data. Historically, most of the time we've done it, we've been wrong.
Now, when you go to an airport, there really are three different technologies used. And the one you go through when you go through if you get the TSA pre, is different than the others. It is without radiation. It's just a metal detecting system. How does that work?
And that's totally safe.
Yeah, so that is the one.
That's totally safe. We have long-term outcome data there. There's no issue with that. That's what we used until the last couple of years when these newer technologies where you hold your hand up and this thing goes around you and it takes a picture. It's shooting energy through you akin to an x-ray and taking a picture. I'm not a fan of doing something without long-term data.
And that's one of the nice things. You are data-driven. And you also have in here about 10 things, I may be missing it, of things to avoid. And one of those is, stilettos and other sneaky sources of inflammation. Tell us what you mean by that.
So it's meant to grab your attention, is that inflammation, as I'm sure you've talked about many times on the show, is the root of heart disease, cancer, and brain decline. And so the key is really to prevent inflammation. If you're wearing shoes all day and they hurt your feet, that's not a good thing, and I really want you to focus both for the inflammation side and for the feet side. You know, there's an amazing study that came out where they asked 700 people over the age of 80, what would you have done differently in your life regarding health? And uniformly, the number one and number two answer, which I missed, were take better care of my feet and better care of my teeth. You don't take care of your teeth, you're not going to enjoy all the food that happens as you get older, and it really is one of the joys of life. And the second is, you don't take care of your feet, you're not going to be walking to museums, playing with your grandkids, or doing all those great things. So avoid the stilettos or any shoe that hurts you so we can block inflammation. At the same time, you can enjoy your later years and really be active and have a great quality of life.
So that is, and it's pretty easy to take care of your teeth. One of the things we did early on, actually in 1999, I told Oprah to floss her teeth more. And so we actually got an award from the American Dental Association or American Dental Society. It was ADA, so must be American Dental Association, or for increasing flossing. We only, you know, it turns out it's stable now, but it went from 32% to 36% in women and 10% to 14% in men. Still is very minor to what should happen. And as you point out, periodontal disease or disease of your gums is one of the lead causes of surreptitious inflammation in the body. Another one you point out, which I applaud you for, relates to flu vaccination. Talk about that.
Listen, it's a no-brainer. Every time someone tells me, well, the flu shot will give me the flu, I want to hit them in the head. The data are the flu shot is safe. The data are that a couple of years ago, over 40,000 people in this country died of the flu. So it's a no-brainer to get the flu shot. If you skip the flu shot and you survive, which most people obviously do, that 5-7 days of inflammation a decade from now affects your rate of heart disease and cancer. So when I look at these things and say, listen, there's no downside except for a sore arm, the potential upside is not spreading to all your community, is not getting sick, is not missing work, and is lowering your long-term risk of heart disease and cancer, the question is, why would someone not get it?
When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things you shouldn't do that are important, and maybe a few of the doctor's orders that Dr. Agus, and it's www.davidagus.com, is how you can find out more information on a short guide to a long life. It's the basis of what we do in RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you